It's a Monday, and that's when we get up to speed on developments and politics on our state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We'll discuss election integrity in a moment. First, let's get a check on our fall membership campaign that is going strong. I'm here with Ellen Clark. Hi, Ellen. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here with you.
Good to be here with you, too. And at WPR, it is listener contributions that are the largest source of funding. And your gift keeps the programs you value, including the morning show, on the air. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it is important to make that contribution right now because this hour we have a goal of 20 gifts, and we can do that with your help. These hourly goals are very important. They help us stay on track financially so that we can keep the discussion going strong on the Ideas Network and here on the morning show. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the thing. You are powerful, more powerful than you realize because... You know, people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. And your donation, it is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
That's exactly right. Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for your entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given before and you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it is time to donate. And when you spend that much time with WPR, that means it's important to you.
And you are important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial participation from people like you, people who care about independent news, conversation, and music. Your gift of, say, $100 or $10 a month or whatever feels right to you really makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Enjoy an extra $250 at the grocery store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you rely on. Five lucky winners will receive a gift card to their local grocery store. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Grocery Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Ellen Clark, and it's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know you value your time. We value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. You'll tell us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Yep. Super quick, super
quick
easy,
and easy
to do. Absolutely. And your gift right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, we're looking for 20 people to join in this hour. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for a $250 grocery gift card. And in fact, you'll have five chances to win. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And all sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you, and you're automatically entered.
How nice. Lindsay in Stevens Point says, I love listening to Larry Mueller and The Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all you do. And Donald in Verona says, I listen every day on my way to work and on my way home. I really appreciate the tone of everything compared to the news on TV and other radio stations.
Oh, Lindsay and Donald, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thanks. It is the State Capitol Report, and you have aligned to state lawmakers. Republicans in Wisconsin have continued to search for voting irregularities and wrongdoing in the 2020 presidential election. With the GOP-ordered investigation by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, do you agree with this probe? What changes do you think should be made to Wisconsin's election laws? Join in, 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls is Majority Caucus Vice Chair and Chair of the Committee on Elections. Senator Bernier, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you led that nearly 2.5-hour tutorial, that informational hearing for lawmakers and their staffers earlier this month about the state's election work. How do you feel after that session?
Oh, pretty darn good. I got lots of feedback, positive, from both sides of the aisle, and that was my goal.
That was your goal. And, you know, certainly one topic addressed, addressed the concerns that people can submit multiple ballots during election. How was this addressed at the hearing?
Someone had said that to me, and numerous comments for the last several months. I understand concerns. Democrats brought up their concerns over and over in regard to Russia hacking our election, and that's how Donald Trump became president. And the same, comments on the other side of the aisle for this previous election. And ballot stuffing was one of them, and we addressed it. I talked about how each ballot is initialed either by the clerk or two poll workers, and in order to stuff the ballots into a machine, you would have to have no one looking. And so I just wanted to clarify, nothing's perfect. There are ways to try to get around the system, but I think the 47 intrastate and 346, I think the number was, don't quote me on that, of interstate potential voter fraud issues have been uncovered through the ERIC system. So some people try to cheat, but overall, there's a lot of checks and balances in place that a lot of people don't understand or know about.
Well, checks and balances, you know, the results were upheld after recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties and through a bunch of state and federal lawsuits filed by Trump and his supporters. What are these challenges ultimately doing to the state of democracy?
Well, that is our democracy. We have a right to challenge results and to check them out. We've had recounts in 2016 statewide by a Green Party candidate. We had statewide recount during the Justice Supreme Court. So that is our democracy, and it's what you have a right to do and ask for.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss authorized an investigation into the 2020 election, hired former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman to lead it. Is Voss's probe warranted?
Well, with the concerns of the electoral process and the integrity of our election, it is warranted to provide full, factual, transparent information about the electoral process. You know, back in 2016, and I was a part of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission Board of Advisors, along with Megan Wolf. We had NCSL training. The federal government put in billions of dollars for cybersecurity. Whether that was warranted or not is a whole other discussion, but the fact of the matter is when the accusations were made about our electoral process, the federal government did all sorts of things and provided all sorts of money to make sure that we have good cybersecurity. So the fact of the matter is everyone, when our electoral system is called into question, we react. And I think that was Speaker Voss's way of trying to get an individual on the Republican side of the aisle to delve into the details. But the fact of the matter is we've got, you know, former Justice Gableman looking into various aspects of the electoral process, but we have the very independent Legislative Audit Bureau, who are forensic auditors, who do provide us very detailed, prosecutable information, and I'm awaiting their information, and we'll see what their report states.
They're compiling a separate report. Yeah, let's go to Gary in Boscobel. Gary, hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm really upset about the cost to us taxpayers for this foolishness on the Republicans' part to challenge these verified, accurate, and legal votes. And I'm especially concerned compared to what's going on in Arizona, where these people have taken over 6 months to count the recount these ballots. And I'm wondering, how can we force Voss and the rest of these crazies here in Wisconsin that are such cultists?
All right, Gary, I want to address that with Senator Bernier. Upwards of $680,000 for this investigation paid by taxpayers. Go ahead.
Well, in 2016, our federal government spent billions of dollars to assure our election integrity, and that was Speaker Voss's decision to make, and I'm not going to second-guess that. If he feels that this will bring an end or a solution or factual information to the forefront to prove one way or the other, then I guess it's money well spent, because when people don't trust their government, your caller has his mind made up, and that's fine, but other people do not.
About
50% of Wisconsinites do not.
We have State Senator Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls, chairs the Senate Committee on Elections, Election Process Reform, and Ethics. We'll pick this up. There's more Stay Cap ahead here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are talking with the State Senate's Election Committee head. Now let's talk about our fall membership campaign that's in full swing at WPR. I'm here with Ellen Clark, and your gift right now is so important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. You keep the morning show and all the shows you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 18 more people to join in this hour to meet our hourly goal. When you give, you fund the morning show and all the other WPR programs you count on. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, on the morning show, you hear policymakers, and you have a line to your state lawmakers answering questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics.
Like today on Mondays during the State Capitol Report, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the Supreme Court. You hear directly from your lawmakers. And we also bring you hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
Covering so much ground every week, and you're a part of that as a listener, as a caller, and a contributor. Mm-hmm. So support this valuable service of information and access to great guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've probably heard about our monthly giving program. It's really popular. Nearly half of our members are now sustainers. It's really easy to become a sustainer, too. All you have to do is set up automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And in addition to funding the programs you love, here's another reason to sign up for ongoing monthly gifts. Sustainers are automatically entered in the drawing for a $250 grocery gift card, and you'll have 5 chances to win. So start your ongoing monthly gifts right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Show off your support for the programs you love with the new WPR baseball cap. This tan-colored adjustable hat complements all styles. How would you rock the WPR baseball cap?
Oh, there's nothing that doesn't work with a baseball cap. If you can't wear a baseball cap with it, I don't want it in my closet. That's it.
I would wear it with an evening gown to a formal occasion just to shock people into discussing Wisconsin Public Radio.
You could also wear it inside at night. You know, maybe turn it around backwards so you look real cool at the bar or at home with your family.
The WPR baseball cap will be your new favorite accessory. Ask for yours now when you give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Ellen Clark. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Still looking for 18 more people to join in this hour. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
That's right. And we thank Sarah in Monticello. She says, "You keep me informed and entertained on my drive to and from work every day. Thank you, WPR." And Peter in Wales says, "I like you guys."
Well, we like you too.
We like you too.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. It's a state capitol report. We're looking at toughening requirements for voting absentee and election bills that were passed by Republicans in the legislature, vetoed by Governor Evers last month. What voting rights protections do you want to see at the state level? What changes to the voting system would improve security in the vote? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Kathy Bernier is a Republican state senator from Chippewa Falls, and she stays with us. You know, the last time we spoke in March about 10 proposed election bills introduced by Republicans, Governor Evers vetoed six of them. What do you think the impact of these bills has been? Because we have seen Republican lawmakers straight across the country introducing these types of bills.
Well, we have to reevaluate our electoral system periodically, and it's not something new. The Wisconsin Election Commission director meets with me frequently. The Ethics Commission director meets with me frequently to say the Election Commission or the Ethics Commission needs direction on this or needs direction on that. They have been maybe setting a policy, but there's not a legislative support for that. So the Election Commission has come to me in regard to we need statutory direction on drop boxes. We need statutory direction on special voting deputies that are now not allowed to go into the facility. And as a matter of fact, their latest recommendation is that special voting deputies have an exemption from being left out of the nursing homes and that they would be an essential visitor. And so we react to the recommendations from the Election Commission, and many of the pieces of legislation, not all, but several of them, had to do with the pandemic. We didn't account for that. We didn't account for drop boxes. It's not in our statutes. So that is why many of the proposals had to go forward and onto Governor Evers' desk.
How do you feel about absentee ballot drop boxes? Should they be banned?
No, most people don't want them banned. It gives them a level of security in regard to dropping their ballot into the box after hours if they can't get it to the clerk. We've noted as of late that the U.S. Postal Service can be a little iffy So it gives them a sense of security that their ballot actually ended up there. But the fact of the matter is we had to have guardrails for those drop boxes and where they can be and how they need to be monitored, when they need to be, the ballots need to be picked up. The deadline for putting them in the drop boxes. So if the polls close at 8 p.m., you drop your ballot into a drop box at 7, it's likely not going to count. So we need to make sure everybody knows all of the rules behind what the drop box is, their purpose.
Well, very quickly, let's go to Andrew in Waukesha. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to call and kind of give voice of support to what your guest was saying about whenever there's integrity of elections in question, that those allegations have to be investigated, whether it's right or left. This should be something that's a bipartisan issue that has support, because if people don't have faith in the electoral process, then there's always going to be questions about the outcomes of elections. And And generally, when people
I'm sorry, we are out of time. And State Senator Bernier, bipartisan investigations work.
Yes, they do. And that's our goal. It's why I'm out educating people on the electoral process, to bring around confidence where we can and address concerns through the legislative process. So that is our job as legislators, and I think everybody needs to get on board with taking a look at our electoral system, because most people don't
and
know.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're set to meet the new chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin in just a moment. First, let's talk about our fall membership drive that is moving right along. I'm here with Ellen Clark. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning.
And we are here to say that your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy in WPR. And in fact, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right, and we are looking for your support. We have about 25-ish minutes left to this hour, and we are looking for 15 more people to join in, and we can do that. Thank you so much if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
That's right. And Kate collaborates with her team to create compelling conversations every weekday morning about Wisconsin news, culture, politics, and then they encourage our participation. What a great way to take important conversations to new places. And that is exactly why we can count on Kate and the morning show.
WPR, it is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Maybe a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is really a great value. It's way less than a cup of coffee or soda, and it's really less than a day of cell phone service.
And a dollar a day, it comes out to $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account. You can charge it to your credit card. Make that gift now in the amount that suits you, that's right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sheree from Waupun.
I felt so guilty. I felt like a freeloader for years. I have to say, I just became a member in this past year, and it was a sustaining member, and I want to make sure it fell on a time where I knew I was going to always have it, and I plan on putting you in my will. Even if it's only like a $500 gift, I plan on leaving my mark here. I want to make sure that this continues. I do. This is very important to me.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
give@wpr.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Ellen Clark, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive, it is so critical. So maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month or somewhere in between. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Whatever amount you choose. And then after you've made your donation to WPR, you can make your gift go further by telling your friends and family.
And whether you use social media, call them up on the old telephone, or you mention it when you see them, just letting your friends and your family know that you support WPR, that will help plant that idea in their minds. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then let your friends know how good it feels when you support the station you enjoy every day.
And you'll feel really good about helping us meet our goal this hour as well. We've got about 20 minutes left, and we're looking for 13 more people to join in. We're making progress, and we can do more with your help. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've got that $250 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can see all the details at WPR.org/drawing. And better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Sustainers, we got you covered. You're automatically entered.
And Allison Fond du Lac says, I listen to WPR while driving to and from work. And Jennifer in Woodruff says, I enjoy the news, the variety of shows, and it keeps my critters company when I'm at work. How nice.
I love it. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org. And thanks. Now, the Republican Party of Wisconsin has a new leader in Paul Farrell, the county executive for Waukesha County and former state senator who took the job over a job last month. Are you a Republican? Are you pleased with the direction that the party has taken? What items are missing from its agenda? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's right, conversation is at 800-642-1234. Republican Party Chairman Paul Farrell, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Why did you want this role?
You know, it's one where, and I look at it, it's what I do my entire life. When I got into public office, following in the footsteps of my mom, she and my dad always told us that we have to give back to the community, we have to serve where we can, and use our talents where we can. And so when the opportunity was there and people asked me to consider being the state chairman to help us lead into a new direction and into a new new year of elections, I decided to take up the mantle and go for it.
Yeah, so a new year. How is the state GOP connecting with people during this ongoing pandemic?
I think we're doing a great job. When you look at what's happening, especially the grassroots, we have individuals that are working with us across the state. We're forming, I think, great alliances with some of the groups that have started out of frustrations that they've seen over the last year and a half, 2 years. And really trying to build a coalition of people that realize we want to get back to fiscally conservative policies and make sure that we keep ourselves understanding that the Constitution isn't a living document. It's the law that we have to live to and we have to live by.
The 2022 midterm cycle, as you know, revving up, and The Hill is reporting that former President Trump is issuing endorsements at a more rapid clip than earlier this year, planning to barnstorm the key states of Georgia and Iowa in coming weeks. How do you see Trump shaping the party moving forward?
I think the president brought a different type of energy that anybody's ever seen. And I think he tapped into a group of people across the country that didn't feel represented at times. And it's one, talking with individuals across the state, I was just up in Tomah and Green Bay this weekend, their concern is that they're being overlooked for whatever reason it might be, but they felt that the president really didn't overlook them, that he was engaged. And I think that's what they're trying to tap into. And I think he still brings that energy to people. It's one that we will work with as we move forward into the 22 elections. And I think it's going to give us the strength that we need to win our elections back.
There are Republicans who did not approve of Trump's leadership. And in Wisconsin, President Biden made gains in the so-called suburban WOW counties around Milwaukee, which have been a Republican stronghold in the past. Are these counties becoming more competitive for Democrats?
I think in some ways they are. I think we're seeing population changes in the different counties. And I think the challenge that we have when you talk about kind of the suburban moms that the president lost, their biggest concerns are education and public safety, the security of their family. I think they're realizing right now under Biden's administration and under Governor Evers' administration, there is a weakness of our public safety. Our law enforcement isn't supported as well as they should be. And with the school systems going through some of the challenges they're going through right now, being shut down last year, a number of schools were able to stay open. Just not the consistency that they need to have their kids be successful is going to be one that'll be on the front of their mind as they're making their next decisions in the elections.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Paul Farrow, who was named the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin in August. Let's go to Gene now in Westby. Gene, hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm an independent, and both parties need a lot of work. Okay, let's just put that out there. But my main concern is I'm a taxpayer in the state, and I'm tired of these Republicans, you know, like this, us funding this vote recount from last year. Why is the justification in spending our money, which is hard-earned, for that? Next. Then we'll go back to the Scott Walker Foxconn thing. How many millions of dollars did we pour down the drain fixing the infrastructure, or supposedly fixing it, for Foxconn, which hasn't delivered a dime to the state? So I'll listen and see what he has to say.
Gene, thanks. Paul, go ahead.
Sure. Gene, I appreciate it. And I'm going to go with two things. One, I understand that you have concern with the money that the legislature is putting forth to the investigation and the election process. I think people really across the state want to make sure that we have a fair and open election system. And we want to make sure that there were no improprieties that occurred. That's part of the due diligence of the legislature to go through that process to ensure that happens. I would kind of go back on it and say, if you look at what the Republicans have done in the last couple budget cycles, we've created almost $3.5 billion in tax cuts, and we're seeing that come to fruition with revenue increases to the state that have occurred. I think this past cycle we saw a $320 million increase in revenue, even though we had the tax cuts.
How would you address Foxconn in particular? Yeah, go ahead.
As far as Foxconn is, back in 2017, when the deal was struck, keep in mind that the state funding didn't go into play because Foxconn never hit the marks that they needed for the number of employees coming in.
But people were displaced, and so much infrastructure was created around it.
Right. The infrastructure buildup that occurred there is still growing. And when you look at that region and you look with the growth that's occurring, you look across the streets and you look just down the road from it, the growth that Uline Company has had, the growth that Amazon has had, the ancillary businesses that have still come in, we're still seeing significant growth, and we never saw the impact like we anticipated of $3 billion of tax credits. So the governor, I know, renegotiated the contract with Foxconn. They're still looking at opportunities to grow. I still think that's a win for the region when you see what occurred and what is still occurring in growth from other businesses.
Switching gears just a bit here, campaigns are increasingly crazy expensive to run. What new tactics will you use to raise money for the Republican Party?
Well, I've joked that I was going to try to win the lottery, but that didn't work. And I think that's one of the things that I agree with you. There's a lot of money that's now going into elections. And what we're trying to do, and I think what our focus is going to be, is getting the message out that we're engaged with people and working with them and want to work on behalf of them. You know, I think that is the challenge that we'll have. No matter what level of dollar that you put into it, it's really the connection that you have with the voter and understanding their concerns and making sure that we're helping them move the whole state forward together.
How do you find the voters? I mean, we saw the grassroots door knocking diminish in the last election cycle due to the pandemic. How do you use data and other means to, you know, inform your outreach and to find Republicans in Wisconsin and raise the money?
Those are all great questions, and that's what we're working on right now. And I think what it is utilizing new technology. We've seen more and more individuals using like Zoom to have events and to connect with their constituents. And the other thing that we look at too across the state, there are pockets where we can still get out and knock on doors. We can still do it respectfully, keeping our distance and talking with individuals. And I think we'll continue to strive to do that. I think there's a healthy balance that we have strict between keeping the public's health safe and making sure that we're still engaging with them.
This has been such a divisive time in our history as a country, and Pew Research has found that Americans are bitterly divided on so many issues, including the pandemic. Why are we so divided, and how can your party not be divided?
You know, Kate, I think the biggest thing is the division is out of pure emotion. And unfortunately, the emotions right now are fear and anxiety. When we get back to a point where we can have great conversations, we can have diverse conversations, and we can agree to disagree and turn the rhetoric down so that we're talking about the issues and not attacking individual persons, I think that's what we'll continue to strive for. If we talk about the issues that impact people, we can have great, robust conversations, but we don't have to hate one another. And that's what we're going to continue to strive for.
We have just a few moments left. Some big elections coming up in the next cycle. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's seat, Governor Tony Evers' seat, both up for election. Where do you see the party in going after these two particular seats?
I think we've got a great track record to show people what we can do when we lead Wisconsin. And I think that's one of the challenges we'll have. We know that under Governor Evers, the leadership that we've had has been inconsistent. It's been weak at times. It's not been engaging with the legislature, and I know the legislature is on the other side, but I can go look back at Governor Thompson had a Democratic legislature that he worked with and he worked very effectively with. We're going to have to strive to tell people how our message, how our philosophies and our platform can keep Wisconsin moving forward in both of those situations. It's going to be a challenge that we're ready to take on and we're ready to accomplish.
Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Paul Farrow was named the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin in August. He's also the county executive for Waukesha County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Be sure to stay with us next hour of The Morning Show when we're in conversation with a Good Food Institute on alternative protein options and getting perspective on the fake meat movement. Now let's go to our fall member drive for an update. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Ellen Clark. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. And we're here to say you count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. And it's your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. It's listener support that is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
So very, very important. We need 9 more people to join in the next 6-ish minutes to meet our goal this hour. Let's do this. We can do it with your help. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here on The Morning Show, you never know what's being served up. We talk about so many different topics, and the State Capitol Report, one opportunity for you to speak directly to lawmakers. These are the kinds of conversations that you count on from The Morning Show.
And remember, WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for here every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And how about asking for our WPR baseball cap? This tan colored hat, it complements all styles with a bright WPR logo on the front. Your support for the programs you love will shine wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Barbara, thank you. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Ellen Clark, and it's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And we have just a few minutes left in this hour. We'd love to meet the goal, so your gift right now is so very important, because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
We're down to the wire. Thank you if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now, like right now. Give at WPR.org
right
or 888-202-2552.
And listeners make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile. It is the members that make the programs possible.
And you get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. Become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month, any amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't just assume someone else is going to do this, because we're sitting on 9 people. We need 9 more people still, and you can help us move that mark in the next few minutes. We can meet our goal with your help. WPR is listener powered. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
You can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the new WPR baseball cap. It will be your new favorite accessory no matter where you go. Give $10 a month or more. Ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so very much. And maybe you want to make today the day you increase your support to WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I want to give a shout out to Brittany in Wanakee, who says, I listen to WPR every day on my commute. I rely on it as a source of news and insightful conversation. Oh, I just love to hear that.
Me too, Ellen. Brittany. Me too, right? I mean, can't we all relate to that? We're all nodding our head. Yep, me too.
Absolutely. Your gift right now is so important. Make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make a difference, and thank you so much for your support.